I'm just a walking the dog.
Imagine you're on a quest to slay a dragon, you know, as you do, and then you spot a cute dog on the side of the road. Can you pat it? It hasn't always been the case in the context of video games, where creatures like stray dogs or cats were merely decoration, which is why a new Twitter account called Can You Pet the Dog has become wildly popular. It tells followers what games allow them to say hello to their favourite animal friends. Sav Emmett Wolf is an international award-winning game developer. He joins me now. Welcome.
Hello.
Okay, this story, well, it's going to confuse a lot of people who are maybe not so digitally savvy. Tell me what it feels like to come across a dog in a game only to find out you can't actually pat it.
I got to say, it is a big disappointment. I spend a lot of time playing games in my line of work. So anytime that I see a dog or a cat, I'm going to go over to it and I'm going to try and pet it. Just because it's so much fun. It's such a good representation of my life in that every time I see a stray dog on the street, I'm going to go up and ask the owner if I can go pet it, please.
Okay, you sound like my children. So it's a kind of Easter egg the developer has programmed for the user, because you couldn't always interact with animals in games, right?
No, you wouldn't have had the capacity, you wouldn't have had the memory to sort of program that in. But now that games are bigger and we can do a lot more with them, it's always a lot of fun to put in these fun little parts for our gamers.
Okay, so the question on every kind of old fogey's lips, and, you know, we might have a couple that listen, you know, we all identify as one. I do increasingly. Why not go out and pat the dog in real life?
Well, a lot of us are millennials and a lot of us are quite poor and we don't have dogs to pet. So we have to live our lives virtually, as we do with a lot of things, and go out and pet a digital dog. And a lot of the time, if we do have dogs, I tend to find we do the thing that I used to do with my dog in the mirror, of I would pick it up and I would hold it up to either the mirror or now the screen and be like, that's you. Look, that's you on the screen. It's just like a nice little representation of a real life thing that we love a lot. And we want to interact with that in a digital space as well.
So this has become a thing, interacting with dogs.
Yes.
In a digital space.
Yeah. Like earlier games, you had like games like Nintendogs and things like that, where it was just about like raising a puppy and looking after it. And there are plenty of games where it becomes sort of like a little side mission to like keep your dog like happy and healthy. Like in Stardew Valley, you can get a dog on your farm and you pet it every morning and you give it water and it gives you like little love hearts. So it's just like these little representations of man's best friend. Just in the digital world for us.
Does it give you the same satisfaction? I mean, people are making fun of me for even covering a story about dogs. I do think this is a digital trend. We are doing this for many other reasons. But, yes, I have a new Cavoodle that I'm quite obsessed with. We've had her for 6 months. She's adorable.
Oh,
she runs the house. It's disturbing. But it's not really the same as hanging out with my dog, is it?
No. No, it's the same as getting any kind of relationship off a video game. Like, you wouldn't say that hanging out with people, like NPCs in video games or like game characters that aren't other real people, you wouldn't say that's the same as socializing with somebody, but it's a nice representation of it.
Video games are often criticized for glorifying violence or just being, you know, premised on violence, really.
Yeah.
But can you pat the dog is the flip side of this. Is there a trend away from violence emerging in the gaming sector, or more of this empathetic movement?
I think video games have always been empathetic. It's been about what's been in the media specifically. So people tend to focus on the negative side of it. But there has pretty much always been games that are nice and soft and fun. And I think that even in more violent ones, like in Red Dead Redemption 2, which was a big cowboy game that came out, you can pet the dogs in that. You can pet every single dog you see, but it is quite a violent video game as well. And I think it's just adding a nice bit of softness to a genre that people might not usually associate with softness as well.
We've only got 30 seconds left. Like,
yeah.
We've got to go get to another guest. But just, does you think it changes the psychology? If you're in a violent headspace and all of a sudden you're going to pat the dog,
yeah.
Does that sort of shift things?
Yeah, I have legitimately reloaded games where I've accidentally killed a dog, like, during, like, a gunfight kind of thing. I've reloaded it and I've gone, like, and checked on the dog and made sure it's okay. So I think it definitely does shift the mindset a lot
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.